B-Pod Studios.
Man, what a great show we had today. It went really fast. We did a lot of stuff and laughed a lot, mostly about Loren.
Yes, because she was on a TV show called MTV Made, where she was a pageant coach.
Now, this was 10 years ago, to be fair.
Did
it
you?
Just happens to be running again.
Did you reach out to Rachel, who at the time was 15 and is how old now? I guess 25, right?
Yeah, she'd be like 25 or 26.
Did you reach out to her to see if she would come on?
Not yet. I'm currently blogging, but as soon as I'm done with that, I will reach out to Rachel.
I'd love to have her on and find out what's going on. If you missed any of it, we'll play a little bit here on the Rap Party podcast and comment a little bit, but you have to go listen to the MRL show replay starting at like 8 a.m.
I want to talk to her alone. I want to know like how she really feels about Loren.
Mean. You got to watch the whole episode. We came to a good place.
Yeah.
She was like crying because I was leaving.
Every episode of a reality show's got its intro, its meeting, its craziness. It's not going to work, and then ultimately it works out.
Right.
It's kind of how our show goes daily.
Yeah. Are we going to play some of the clips on the party?
Yeah. What I'm doing, Roy, is I can't play the clip because then we can't hear it, but I am going to play the episode and I'll queue up to a couple funny parts that we can get to that maybe we didn't even play on the air, by the way. Let's see.
Okay.
Here we go.
So I raced home to put on those shoes.
Holy haystacks.
So you gave her a pair of heels to wear, this Rachel girl who's a tomboy who wants to become a pageant queen.
Yeah, and they weren't like super high heels. They were like kitten heels, starter heels.
Okay.
She broke them in the first 3 seconds.
I can't walk in these heels.
Let's go, Loren, at the door.
I threw them.
Heels and a pretty little top.
All right, hold on.
We're going to work on the quarters. So I rate. I can't walk.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm all over the place. Give me a minute. I got to get the door knocked. Okay, here we go.
I can't walk in these things.
Are you already limping?
I didn't say limping.
Okay.
So let's see how you did on your outfit.
We're going to work on the top. The jeans are cute. The heels look great.
So today I'm going to put you through a pageant assessment. We're going to go through all phases of competition because I need to know if I threw you into a pageant tomorrow, whether you would sink or swim.
Why do you need to know that? Because the producers told you to, or?
No, I do that with all the girls that I start training because I need to know, like, where do we start? Do we start, like, from behind the start line or do we start from, like, the 40? I don't know.
And Roy, I don't mean to be rude, but this tomboy sounds like we could have skipped it and just began at the bottom. Like, she, she ain't.
Yeah, but she started before the, I mean, it was, I needed to take things back to, like, walking in heels, not just, like, or just walking in general. Like, she could barely walk in sneakers, let alone high heels.
All right, here's a little more.
So we're going to start with mock interviews.
Rachel, tell me, with all the girls in this pageant, why should we pick you?
You should pick me because I'm going to be confident. Oh gosh.
Tell me about something that's going...
That's good.
I'm going to be confident.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Loren, and you guys can't see it, but I'm looking at the episode. She's got her pen and pad out, taking notes.
What's on the news right now that's close to your heart?
I don't really watch the news.
She just doesn't understand how to answer an interview question yet. I just don't even know where to start.
As if bombing the interview wasn't embarrassing enough, next, Loren made me put on a bikini and tested my walk.
Let's welcome Rachel, contestant number two.
Yay.
You should be smiling.
She's walking on a dock, by the way. Like, she could fall off into the bay.
She's fine. Typically, when people walk... They smile if they think that they're on stage. You know, people are watching them. She looked like somebody had kicked her dog.
There she goes.
I did throw her hair ties into the bay.
You did.
Pivot turn. Stop.
I need you to take your hair down. We're going to go from this tomboy image.
When you come back in October, and we're allowed to do this, Roy, you and I should get coached by Loren and see who could walk the runway best and do like a pivot turn.
That'd be fun.
And answer the questions. Like we'll let Loren be our coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, in October, we're going to be like, what was that thing we did back in May or April?
Put it on your calendar.
To this girly
I'll tell
image.
My Siri.
So these are gone.
Well, yeah,
the
you
one
did,
last
you
thing
did
I need
litter.
To do, I need to see your bedroom and your closet. First,
I need to see your bedroom and your closet.
More so your closet, but everything was a disaster.
First of all, these are ginormous. These are no go. These look like boy shorts. That's no. Where are you wearing this?
To school.
This is no. You should be dressed cute.
Red.
We want you to feel like a beauty queen.
Oh, it was like the Fab Five ripping through her closet. Literally, she had like five pieces of clothing at the end that she was allowed to wear while I was working with her.
Oh my God.
All the time. All right.
She's 15, by the way, people.
Now, what do we have left? That's pretty much it. Sit down with me, girl. I want you to tell me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Why you want to do this?
Well, after my...
By the way, you guys, again, you can't see. Loren is sprawled out on Rachel's bed.
Wait.
And Rachel's
on
a small corner. Hold on, Roy. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
I have a dress on. It's not like I could sit Indian style.
Well, I know, but like you are taking up a majority of the real estate on the bed. It's her bed. I'd be like, bitch, get off my bed. I'm laying down. You sit on the corner. All right, Roy, hold on. I just sent it to you. Tell me your thoughts on it. Loren,
like I'm owning the room. What do you...
Loren is comfortable on the bed as if it's her own, and Rachel's coming in, and she's like, hey, have a seat on the corner of my bed, Rachel.
I'm looking at it.
It's not that bad. You guys are so distracted by the funniest things.
Yeah, you're laying out on her bed.
You are. You're all over her pillow. Your armpit's on her pillow where she puts her head at night.
Wow.
You have your shoes are on the bed.
And all right, Rachel, I will give you that. I probably shouldn't have my shoes on the bed. But the way that we were filming,
I know.
I couldn't sit with my crotch to the camera.
No, I get it.
And I get it. And the producers probably told you to sit there.
But Rachel's on a sliver. And Loren is like the queen.
First year in high school, I felt kind of crappy because everyone was calling me names and like acting like I was a guy, and the other girls are so girly and pretty, and then there's me just like sticking out like a sore thumb in my sweatpants. So
that probably hurts a lot.
This is like producer Nicole's story. Do you realize that? She's like, I didn't fit in. I dressed like guys. The women didn't like me. They called me a guy. And the guys were like, oh, she doesn't put out, so I'm not going to mess around with her. She's kind of in no man's land in high school. She said that before.
When I'm with my friend Dallas, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
She's got a friend named Dallas?
Yeah.
What?
I swear, how weird is that?
That is weird. That's your husband's name.
How many Dallases do you meet? And then her best friend is Dallas, and I'm married to a Dallas.
Oh, my God. It's meant
this
to
show
be.
Was made for you.
Are they going to do a made follow up? That would be awesome.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Moving to Texas.
That's going to be hard for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you took the first step here to do something for yourself.
I definitely think changing my image will help because then I'll definitely feel more confident about myself.
You're already a beautiful girl. I mean, I'm like, God, she's stunning. Like, you really are pretty, Rachel. We're just going to get the confidence behind it and really build you up. And the end result, you're going to be competing in the Miss Florida High School.
Again, you can't see it, but Loren, I mean, I think
what?
You have a nip slip here. All right, hold on. I'm going to take a picture, Roy, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Look at this. I'll take a picture from far, and then you can zoom in. And I know it's not your jam, Roy, and I know, Loren, you're like my sister, but I'm looking out for you, boo. I don't know what's going on with this picture. And you can watch – where can people watch this entire video? Is it up at kiss95.1.com?
The link is up at kiss95.1.com. Okay. So there's only like one place online that you can actually watch it, and the link is in the blog about it.
Whoa.
You see it?
It's a little revealing.
Guys, this was 10 years ago. There's nothing I can do about it now. You're welcome. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I mean, my gosh, this 15-year-old's probably like,
I was flat as a board then. It's not like I was showing anything.
You know what? I'm not going to take pageant lessons from a whore like yourself who's got her boobs spilled out all over TV.
Thanks.
Well, we're just having fun.
Miss Florida High School Pageant.
Great.
Great.
This is a legit pageant, and you could go all the way. You just have to really work hard. And I need to know that you can give me 110% and that you can make this your first priority for the next few weeks. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She has work to do on interview. There's a lot of work to do on walking. Styling is a hot mess. But her whole life.
So is the decor in the house, by the way. My God, it looks like the Munsters' house.
It literally is in the middle of Florida where there is nothing else.
I mean, there you know what there was, Roy, in the background where Loren was just talking was one of those candles that like is like from the 1800s that's all lined up that like, would like be on top of a piano.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
about?
The candelabra. Yeah, the candelabra. And then the one light fixture was green. The other one was orange.
Is riding on this. She's got to learn to feel good about herself because right now she has no confidence whatsoever.
It's gonna be hard. Like, it's hard standing in these heels.
I'm at Rachel's house, and it's legitimately, like, 5-something in the morning.
Like, you can just tell she's cooked. Like, if you're watching it, her eyes are, like, rolling back. She's, like, closing her eyes. She can barely stand up.
Yeah.
How long were you guys filming for?
Oh, my God. We filmed so frigging much for the show. First, it was only supposed to be a month. It ended up being 6 weeks. And we must have shot at least 8 hours a day. I don't know.
Okay.
There was so much that hit the cutting room floor, too.
All right, listen, that's 10 minutes of it that we went through and gave you feedback on. Ultimately, you have to go watch it for yourself. It's at kiss95.1.com. Just look under Pageant Queen or MTV Maid or whatever Loren has it titled as.
I think it's on the front page, but at some point she writes, "I hate Loren" on her face, so that's always fun.
We have a picture of that up at the MRL show, too. And there's also a clip at the MRL show on our Instagram, so go check that out. But we hope you enjoyed the Rap Party podcast, the behind the scenes of Loren's Maid on MTV. Thank you guys. Anything else, Roy?
No.
You done?
You don't want to cry?
Over my bumblebee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know what other poor insect I kill and it destroys me.
We'll do more on that. I got to go, though, because we have a delivery coming and I got to go get the persons here that delivered it. So I got to go get this.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.